I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, we're going to give you the do's and don'ts of mouse cremation should you find yourself in this position. Now, this story, actually, the incident occurred a little over a year ago. It is now making its way into the courtroom. A mouse cremation. This happened at a bicycle shop, okay? You had a couple guys working at a bicycle shop in September of 2017 in England when they came across a dead mouse. And they said, well, what should we do with it? What, do you flush it down the toilet? Nah, that's not right. Bury it? Well, I don't know about burying it. How about we cremate the mouse? So that's what they wanted to do, was to cremate the mouse. And somehow their attempt, their efforts at mouse cremation created a blaze that got way out of control.
Like with a blowtorch or like putting it in a little urn or something? I mean, what are they doing?
I'm not sure what the tools were that they used, but attached to the bicycle shop was a pub. And the fire that they set when they were trying to burn the mouse ended up burning down the pub as well. So now we've got this whole thing in court. The pub owners are suing because, hey, man, their mouse cremation thing destroyed our... There were a dozen fire engines and over 60 firefighters that had to respond to this fire. I mean, you remember the fire that we had in downtown Bellingham a few months back?
Yeah, at the grain place.
At the grain place. Well, that was a pretty big blaze, right? But that wasn't like a dozen fire engines. I don't believe there were that many fire trucks that were there. That's how big this thing got. No one, fortunately, was injured. And so now the whole thing is working its way through the court system.
I've been confronted with that problem myself because we have two barn cats, and they kill everything. And so I find all kinds of stuff that it's like, what am I going to do with this? And... And sometimes I'll just take
it out. Throw it out in the woods.
Well, yeah. But sometimes I'll take it out and set it on top of this stump. And I'm sure like a bird or something will come get it.
Yeah.
Or some little something. Yesterday you had a story about a guy down in Oregon, and his desire to drink led him to sit in the bar all night. And then once it came closing time, he would hide. And once everyone was gone, he lowered himself back down and just sat there drinking by himself for free. There's a 24-year-old guy in Liverpool, England, and his desire to drink led him to steal a double-decker bus at 1:30 in the morning and drive it straight to a pub. He parked it at a gas station across the street where the cops found it about 15 minutes later, and he was arrested inside the pub, several charges, vehicle theft, driving under the influence, and the whole deal. But taking a double-decker bus, how are you going to get away with that?
I don't know. It's kind of like the guy he took in Seattle the other night. We had in the news, stole the bucket truck.
Oh yeah. With the
dude in the bucket, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now our last stop. Let's go to the library for our final stop this morning. How about we go to the Snoqualmie Library, where they are reminding citizens that while you're encouraged to relax in the library with a good book, you shouldn't do that relaxing with an open box of wine. 3:27 in the afternoon, a guy there was reported as being passed out and intoxicated in the library. He had his earbuds in. He was there for an hour and had a box of wine with him.
The library.
Library. He was told as he left that he was being banned from the library for the rest of the day. I mean, now that's a pretty kind staff there.
Sure it is.
All right, you can come back tomorrow, but you can't come back here. You can't come back here today. So he was not arrested. He was just kicked out and banned for the rest of the day. I found myself bored at the library. This guy found himself Bordeaux.
I can't believe it's news.
Library.
Instead of the Dewey Decimal System, it was the Dewar's Decimal System.
Yes.